It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up with Doug Flokins today. Hey, Doug.
How you doing there, Cal?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. Nice to hear from you. It's been a little bit of time since you and I had a chat, hey?
Yeah, it's been a bit. I think last time we talked was last year when I Can't Blame Her came out.
Yeah, yeah. Got a new song called Six Pack Town. We'll talk about that in just a second, Doug. But what's been going on since the last time we talked? I guess songwriting probably, right?
Yeah, I do a lot of songwriting. I mean, because of COVID, I've been doing most of it on Zoom. Haven't been able to make my trips down to Nashville. But, you know, it's been still really good. I've been busy at it. And one of the things about it is, you know, some of the people from Nashville are a little more, or have been a little more open to write on Zoom because they really didn't want to jump in a room with other people as well. So, you know, in the past where you had to go there to get in the room with them, they've opened up a little bit more and accepted writing on Zoom. So I certainly appreciate that. that's the one small little minimal positive of the of the pandemic. Other than that, you know, yeah, it's so carrying on and doing what I do on that end of things for sure.
Did you write a lot on Zoom before COVID?
Yeah, I started with Larry Wayne Clark back in the day. We were writing on Skype.
Okay, yeah.
You know, and Larry introduced me to that. Yeah, I was doing a lot that way for sure. I mean, I live out on Vancouver Island. And for me to write in person, I've made some trips to Vancouver. I go down and write with the artists that are based in Vancouver, spend a week or whatever and write with them, or Nashville trips. But other than that, it's been always online meetings. Nice. And works well for me.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about your new single called Six Pack Town. Tell me about that song.
Sure. Well, I'm really excited about it. This is an up-tempo, fun song. I think you'll hear kind of it puts a smile on your face when it comes across, but it's not really meant to be like a big drinking party song. It's a celebration of working class towns. And I've lived in lots of working class towns. And so as the other co-writers on it, Mike and Aiden, you know, those guys are the Buck 20 boys. And I write with those guys every 2 weeks. So we've been writing for 3 or 4 years now since we met at CCMA's many, many years, moons ago. So we have this standing co-writing sessions. And, Mike came in that day and he had the first line. He had flatbed Duramax tool chest in the back, you know, hardest working truck on the road. I'm not even sure if we had that end part, but from there, I kind of looked through and I had this title in my phone called Six Pack Town. I go, oh, this would be great. We can kind of write about working class songs, like working class towns and blue collar, you know, where you work hard and that, and no matter how small the place is, at the end of the day, you put in a hard day work and you can, you know, you open up, crack that six pack and kind of, enjoy where you live.
You must, your phone must be filled with ideas.
There's lots, yeah, for sure. Part of being a professional songwriter, you got to have stuff to bring into the co-writes. You have to have melodies or lyric ideas or titles or something, you know, to offer value to help out my co-writers. I've got to come prepared. So, yeah, I got lots of stuff.
Where did you record this single?
This is interesting with COVID. It's been actually recorded in multiple studios. Anthony Fiddler produced it out of Vancouver. We ended up tracking the drums on Vancouver Island at a studio in Parksville, with this world-class engineer Ron Vermillion. And Ron actually was the engineer in Little Mountain Studios. They did Bon Jovi, Slippery When Wet. They did all kinds of those big albums that were done there. So Ron recorded, tracked the drums for me, engineered the drums. So it was really, really fun working with him. And yeah, the boys, the Buck 20 boys did their all parts in Ontario, out in Windsor. And then I did my vocals back in Campbell River. So it's a collaborative effort now because we all just couldn't get to the same spot. So
technology is wonderful when it works, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
You bet. Oh, so who are you writing for? What other artists have you written for lately?
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing lots of writing. I really actually wrote with Haley Benedict this week. I really like working with her, and she's recorded a couple songs that I've put out prior, you know, in the past. Donna Merrill cut one of my songs recently, and really happy to have that on his last album. Wes Mack, we start working together, and standing with Buck 20, Alex Runyon's. I've got some songs coming out down the pipe here. I've got Rural Roots. They got a single coming out, and Patrick James Clark just dropped one last week. And I'm excited about those songs. And this young kid out of Alberta named Travis Stolter, he's got a single coming out at the end of the month as well. So up-and-comers, established artists, you know, guys like Todd Richard, I work with him all the time too. So
nice.
I'm, yeah, really, really pleased with the people I work with and what they have on the go.
Great, great. Well, thanks for the chat today, Doug. How do we get a hold of you on
yeah,
social
thanks,
media
Cal.
Then? What's the best way to do that?
Well, I mean, yeah, Facebook and Instagram are the where I do most of my active. So it's just Doug Folkins Music on Facebook, and then Folkins Doug on Instagram. I also have a website that points you to all my socials too. So it's DougFolkins.com.
It's always a pleasure, Doug. Thanks for the chat. Good luck with everything going on.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk again.
Excellent. Thank you.
Doug Folkins on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.